This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Going to the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference was a last-minute decision for Evelina Molina. The Santa Rosa community organizer made her plans just a month before the event, enabled by private donations, and set out with a series of goals in mind.
I wanted to learn more about technologies that were out there for the students that I work with. What are some of the things that are being done in Europe around energy conservation? And I also wanted to see the real stories of the countries and the parts of the world that were in the front lines of global climate change.
She was also acting as a role model for the young people she works with at the North Bay Institute of Green Technology. With a full access credential from Global Exchange in San Francisco, she moved among multiple events throughout her two-week stay in the Danish capital.
I was bouncing between being in the Bella Center with the UN, being out in the streets with the people, and being in the Klima Forum with the Alternative Forum. So I really got to taste of all these different perspectives of Copenhagen.
Marching with representatives of indigenous cultures from around the world in the procession of 100,000 people at the conference was a personal highlight for Evelina, but she was deeply disappointed by President Obama's brief appearance there.
Obama just kind of came in, said, "This is what we're going to do," and left, and had no appreciation for the hours and hours and hours that all these countries were trying to do something. He pretty much came in and said, "It's my way or the highway." That's why there was no deal, because everybody said, "Okay, it's the highway."
As for the overall outcome of the UN-sponsored conference, Molina has a mixed reaction.
I didn't go in thinking that miracles were going to happen, but when I did see so many people from all over the world, I thought, okay, there's no way this can't work. And so when it didn't, it was disappointing. But on the other hand, the people's movement got a real foothold there. So something completely different came out than what was expected. So in the end, I think we're much better off that they didn't come up with agreements that would have really hurt us. So I guess we're better off that there's no deal.
Adding it all up, Molina has returned home eager to share a message of encouragement.
Everything that we need to make a transition to clean energy, we have. We have the heart, we have the desire, we have the people, we have the technologies. It's just we have to have the will to really do that major shift, realizing that it's going to be up to us, that we can't depend on global leaders, national leaders. It's going to be a popular movement from the grassroots that is going to make that happen.
That message will be part of her report back to the community tomorrow afternoon at the Findlay Community Center in Santa Rosa. Other participants will include Global Exchange founder Kevin Danaher and New Green Deal advocate Norman Solomon. The free event starts at 2 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.